Hello, this is Amy Small McKinney reading a poem for the Pedestal magazine. First, I want to thank John Amon and the editorial team at Pedestal for including my poem in this final issue. It has been an honor to work with you throughout these years. This poem is in 9 sections, and it does begin with an epigraph by a Dutch poet, Eva Gerlach, translated by P.C. Evans. Beautiful and longing to be known, Amsterdam and Belgium. How can you change the world if you can't remember the word? Eva Gerlach. 1. In Van Gogh's painting, The Olive Grove, his trees are bent and twisted, and one, a woman's body, the ground below her browns and streaky blacks, more stony than soil. He painted the trees outside the asylum window 15 times to watch them change, as though he might change with them, the trees knowing something he did not. In his still life with Bible, light nuzzles against black, black changing everything it touches. A small dog-eared Zola teeters below the Bible, yellows and light creasing its corners, illuminating pages inside. How do we manage to love each other? Each a book the other will never read. 2. I fumble when I speak and want to hide away. Am sure my words are unraveled and unbearable. Am I mute? I cannot remember the word. Have become silent as lights turned off in this room far from home. Water falling like a ghost from an overhead bridge lined with soaked flower boxes. A small paper-bound book spilling over with light, or a troubled tree reaching out. Here is the truth. I fumble when I speak and want to hide away, but the world refuses me, pulls me back into its lovely confusion. 3. Let me try to explain Jana's art project. She says it's about reverence and agency. Utilitarian shovels as rings for fingers or even entire hands, tiny diamonds embedded deeply in their edges, like diamonds inside grinding wheels and drill bits. Wear them while you labor. Why so many circles? I love circles. This is her body, soil and buckets and shovels, not to be trifled with. Inside, what do you find? The useful, beautiful, and longing to be known. 4. Here is the girl on the Brussels tram. Her hair is a waterfall, glasses round and wired, water falling into her own river. Though summer, she wears a faux fur jacket, protects herself against wild beasts that want to drink her. 5. How to find words for my own aging body. When he puts his hand on my breast, I am not old. I am a waterfall he swims beneath. When he is beside me, I believe in happiness. 6. Let me try to explain Daniel's art project. A long line of ends, a pilgrimage, his neighbors, his family, Sudeten Germans, N and N and N and N, each cut from stone and glued to stainless steel. Once expelled, they were forced to wear N, N from Niemetz, from Nemi, the Czech word for mute. Depending on where you stand, behind each N, a face shadow comes and goes. 7. In Amsterdam, I bought a postcard for a friend, a photo of Anne Frank seated at her school desk, smiling. In Hassel, the sun shines late into the night, and outside my window, teenagers laugh wildly. I plod downstairs while everyone sleeps, pluck away at a keyboard, make words out of what I think is my nothing. Art finding language, hidden and afraid. Today I walk the cobblestones hard on thin soles, listen to languages I don't understand. I read about our greedy world. Today it's Sudan, women and children starving, their subsistence season whittling away by drought or flood, and now war. I cannot find the word. 8. Let me be a twisted tree, send distress signals to others. They can catch my messages, prepare for attack. Let me be a tree, pump sugar into the roots of a child, a sapling suckling her with sugar. Or finally an old tree felled, speechless, other beaches pumping sugar into me to keep me alive. 9. I read that we are losing languages at the same speed we lost dinosaurs during the 5th mass extinction. What is the word for persistence, or for loving the self and strangers, or for leaving hurts on a thin strip of gravel you won't return to? Thank you so much.